Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. So today's mentoring Q&A is a little bit different. This is for people who are struggling in a different way. So maybe, for instance, you have a business branch and you're making a little money but not enough to survive on. Or it could be that you want to pursue something specific, but you know it's going to take a long time to get that money going. Like it could be Amazon affiliate income, for instance, and it takes a while to get all the blog posts and indexed and things like that. So you need to make more money a little bit faster, but you don't want to ghostwrite or anything. What can you do in that instance to kind of get the ball rolling with a little more cash? One thing that I always suggest, if you're one of the people who, let's say you have a little bit of either Kindle money or Amazon affiliate money, maybe you have a parenting site or something like that, and you're starting to see some sales, but it's just not scaled up enough for you. What I suggest you do, and this is what I did actually when I got my start, I'm not talking about my ghostwriting days. When I started doing marketing, I actually started in the wedding niche. Wasn't even married at the time. Started as in the wedding niche as a drop shipper, and then went on to affiliate marketing and things like that for non-IM niches, okay? But what I did is I started a blog just to kind of share my journey. And I didn't realize at the time that it would be so profitable and be a list builder and things like that. Now, I suggest everyone does this. It does take some time, but, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, I used to ghostwrite for these top gurus, the John Reese's, the Rich Sheffrins, all this. They were all in non-IM niches, and they made a ton of money in those. But they also had businesses, branches of their business that taught people internet marketing. Okay. Why, if John Reese, for instance, has all these other sites and video gaming and things that he's into that he shares publicly, and there's some that he doesn't, why would he not make more money sharing what he knows? Traffic Secrets earned him $1 million in 24 hours. Would you not share what you knew if you were going to get 24-hour $1 million paycheck? I mean, that's crazy, right? So I do suggest you start something either with your name domain or just something else that shares how to get started. A lot of the misconception for the internet marketing niche comes from people who think they have to already be these big gurus, and that's not right. I personally like to learn from someone who is just a little bit ahead of me because it's not as overwhelming to me. A lot of times people who are way up there, they're like eight-figure earners and things like that. They're doing things and investing money that I wouldn't have, you know, like $100,000 a day in ads and things like that. I don't have that. And so their scale of business is way out of my league. Or when they teach it assuming I already know things that I don't know yet. So I like to always learn from someone a little bit ahead of me. That's what's good with people who are in this situation where maybe you know how to blog and you know how to do affiliate marketing, but it's just trickling in. Maybe you've made 62 cents this month or whatever, but you know how to at least do it. But you can teach other people certain aspects of that. You can teach them how to register a domain, how to get hosting set up, one time, I think I did one blog post or a little series or something teaching people just how to register their domain and set up hosting. And I recommended, at the time it was HostGator to them. And I mean, I had a $2,000 commission check from the next month, just the following month, just for recommending. So why would you not share that information? For me personally, I'm in all kinds of niches, right? So instead of just doing those niches, when I learn things that work in those niches, I go and share and help people with other stuff. One of the things that one of the particular people that sent in this mentoring question asked was about considering launching a how-to course, you know, in the internet marketing niche. And they mentioned, and the reason I'm talking about this is because it's important, they mentioned a substantial ebook, maybe 100 pages, with an upsell of video training. So one thing that I want to tell you is don't worry about the page count at all. Doesn't matter if it's 20 pages, if it's 20 pages of extremely good info, because what happens is when you put that page count limitation on there, you're going to instantly... you're going to be focused on that page count. So you're going to fill it with some fluff. So you're going to think you have to get to this certain number and you don't. Always it's, you know, it is good to do, some things. You can either do an ebook with video training upsell. That is a good idea when you're doing courses, especially for internet marketing, because you're showing them how to do things rather than just them reading it with screenshots. A lot of people prefer that. Another thing that you can do is start out with a very, very basic beginner course as a front end. So something that's maybe, let's see, maybe let's say I taught you how to set up a blog as your front end. Okay, your front end course is, it's video training and PDF or whatever, both. But I'm just teaching you literally how to research a niche, get a keyword phrase or whatever, get your domain, your hosting, and install WordPress and set up the blog. That's your front end course. And then you price it very, very attractively for newbies, right? Very, very, very attractively for newbies. But then your upgrade. So what happens is these people go through and they set up their blog, and then what? They don't know what to do after that. So then your upgrade is a little more detailed. That would be things like how to research your niche and your keywords and your blog post and how to write them and how to do those keyword SEO or whatever, the LSI keywords or whatever you're doing on yours. And then, you know, from there you kind of build out and go, okay, what traffic tactics am I using for my business? Maybe you're using Pinterest or Facebook or forums or whatever. So then you start adding those to your list. Now, some people sit there and worry, you know, I don't have a list yet. And what you do in that case, and I've told y'all this in other questions, but when you don't have a list, you leverage other people's list. So the first thing you want to focus on is creating an incredible course, something that is meaty, something that will wow people. You price it right, but not too cheap. You want it so that it's enough for the affiliate to get something. Okay, so maybe a $17 course or whatever, so that the affiliate can get at least 50% of that. And then what you do is you have, you know, your OTOs. I used to think, oh, well, people don't like OTOs, so I'm not going to have those. Wrong. People do love OTOs. They buy a lot of them. It's usually more in-depth or a bigger package of something, so they like it. Also, affiliates love it because it gives them more ability to earn income, so you have more people wanting to promote. Then what you do is you go to JVZoo or Munchai or different places, and you see, whether it's Warrior Plus or whatever, and you see, okay, who promoted something similar? So if you have a blog course, you're looking up under like the affiliate product finder, you're looking up blog courses, right? And you're seeing who else had a blog course. Look on those listings under the affiliate page and see if they had a contest. If they did, you're going to be able to see who's on that leaderboard. Who else has a list that converts for blog products? Then you go, oh, okay, here is Tiffany Lambert. She has a list that converts for XYZ product. She was number one on this leaderboard or whatever. Then you contact that person and you say, hey, I saw that you were number one on so-and-so's leaderboard for this product. I have something that your list would love, I think. And here's access to it, because you want to give them review access. You want to give them the JV page all on the first contact with them. Don't wait. Don't make them ask you. Just give it all to them. Don't, it's not rude to say, you know, hey, here's this if you want to check it out. I'm happy to answer any questions. Sometimes you can give their list. If you have a big, like a big fish affiliate that you want to hook, you want them for sure, you might give them like a $10 off coupon for their list or something. Or, you know, if it's a substantial price, like if it's a $27 product or something, give them a $10 off coupon, something like that. Now, this particular person had asked me about the difference between launching their own product like that or going the PLR route. I think everyone tends to want to jump into PLR when they don't really need to. I think if you're already out there and you're making money doing a certain niche, and you're, even if it's a little bit of money and you know how to do the blogging and things like that, it's always good to have another course to promote that's updated. Because, you know, things go out of date really easy, even on blogging. I mean, they just go out of date. So it's good to have a new course to promote on things like that. It's good to get other people's points of view. For instance, I don't focus as much on SEO as other people, right? So if you're learning from me, you're not going to be into, you know, all of the really strategic interlinking and things like that to other pages. Some people teach that, and that's great. Whatever works for you, you test all different kinds of things. I teach more about the research and content and engagement with your audience and things like that. So it's always good to have your own courses and to just kind of map your journey along. And as you learn things, you then teach it to other people in your style. I used to call that to my list Frankentiffing. I Frankentiff stuff to where it fits my needs. And then I share it with my list, and then they can Franken whatever their own style. So don't necessarily think you need to jump into PLR just because everyone's doing it. There's been, you know, There's good PLR, there's bad PLR, there's lots of people doing it now. Is it flooded? No, I never think it's flooded. I think it's fine, whatever. It just depends on who's really good at stuff. Today, in my particular email going out, Charles Harper has a new launch. And Charles Harper, I mean, anything he does is gold to me because his style is just incredible. He's got the best voice, the best videos. It's just something that and it's priced so cheap that I'm like, I will tell my list every time he has a new launch out and things like that. So anytime there's someone who has something that you just know is worth it for your list, that's when you promote. And as a PLR seller, you'll have your own style for doing things. Okay. So that's it for me today, and I will be back with more tomorrow.